You're on Texas Standard Time.
Legal challenges already have been lodged against the proposed border wall expansion, but as they say in South Texas, you ain't seen nothing yet. Cases involving how much landowners should be compensated, whether a gate should be put in a fence, and whether some owners actually have the ability to sell their land at all. And the person likely to have to sort through the coming avalanche of claims and controversies is one U.S. District Judge you may have heard of, Andy Hanen. He's based at the federal courthouse in Brownsville, Texas. And though he's presided over hundreds of cases over the past decade or so, including many involving high-profile disagreements between Texas and the feds, he's rarely spoken about his job until he ran into the persistence of a certain NPR reporter named John Burnett. John had a rare, wide-ranging interview with Judge Hanen, one that offers unique insight into what could be ahead as the Trump administration tries to extend the wall from what it currently is today. John, good to have you back on the Standard.
Hey, David. It's always good to be here.
So Judge Hanen's been in the national spotlight before, as is mentioning, ruling on cases involving immigration and confounding the Justice Department
right.
And in the Obama years. For all that notoriety, the judge actually refers to himself as the fence judge. What sort of cases has he presided over in the past?
Well, the Constitution says that if the government wants to come in and take your land, they have to pay you for it.
Right.
If they want to come in and condemn it, they offer you what they think it's worth, and that starts the process. So down in South Texas, a lot of people were not happy that the Homeland Security Department and the Justice Department wanted to grab their land for a very unpopular fence, that 18-foot-tall iron barrier in their backyard. Mm-hmm. We counted more than 300 cases that landed in Judge Hanen's court, and it's kind of like dirty work, but somebody's got to do it. Let's hear from our interview right now from Judge Hanen.
You know, while they're all the same kind of legal issues for each individual landowner, I mean, they're very important to that landowner. It's his or her property that's being taken away. And it affects them differently. Some people use the land just as farmland. So as long as they can get their tractor to the back 40, they don't care that it's behind the fence. Other people, as I said, have their houses there, and they do care if they can get in and out of their house, or that a fire truck can get in and out of their house if they were to have a fire, or an ambulance, that type of thing. So it affects different people differently.
There has been this fence, some have called it a wall, but that went up, I guess, what was it? It was authorized in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
They started putting it up around 2008 or so. And even though we're talking about that getting started, what, would be 8 years ago.
Decade ago. 9 years ago,
right? 90-something cases or so still outstanding?
That's right. Out of the more than 300 cases, 91 are still open in his court. And there's a lot of different reasons for this. One of them is they just can't find the landowners. This is ancient property down there. Some of it goes back to Spanish land grants. People have died without wills through generations, so it's a title search nightmare for the government. Typically, the government, their opening gambit is $100 that they offer as a deposit to get on your land and survey it. And of course, folks take them to court and then they negotiate up from there. They want more money, and they want a gate through the fence
yeah.
so they can get to their back acreage.
I see. But it seems like one of the big problems, at least for Judge Hanen and for a lot of the plaintiffs here, is that there's not a whole lot of legal precedence for some of these cases. Some of these are cases of first impression.
That's what the judge told me. Let's hear it from him.
It's funny, though, how from a legal standpoint, how little law there really is, at least in recent years. When we first got involved in these cases, most of the law that we looked at, the precedent that we looked at, stemmed from either World War II or the Tennessee Valley Authority.
I should add that federal land acquisition on these big, complex public projects, like a fence on the southern border, it's not uncommon for them to drag on for years. There was a senior lawyer in the Justice Department who works in land acquisition, and he told me, for instance, they've just finished buying the last 6 parcels for the Everglades National Park in Florida. They
wow.
started that in 1989.
That is incredible. Hanen's not doing this in some ivory tower. Judge Hanen's actually literally walked the walk. He's gone down into the territory, check out some of the land in some of these cases.
Some of the eminent domain lawyers who practiced in front of him said they have never known of a federal judge who has left his chambers, who has gotten an escort from marshals, and has walked out there on the property to see for himself. That's how much he cares about this. The Justice Department lawyer said that Judge Hainan was very protective of the landowners. The judge called himself sensitive to their needs, but he went out. Marshals were freaking out because, you know, there were cartel hitmen across the river. But yeah, he went out and, you know, got his boots dirty.
What does this tell you about the way he's going to be dealing with the Trump administration, since he was often seen as kind of bête noir of the Obama administration?
When Donald Trump signed the executive order that they're going to expand the construction of this big, beautiful wall in these big gaps that have been left on the border, the judge knew what that was going to mean for his court. Let's hear him tell it.
Oh, I think they're bound to be a whole new string of cases as the fence works its way up the valley and works its way up the river toward Laredo. I think we're going to get a lot more cases. You know, pretty much between here and Laredo, people live on the river.
Is that going to be a headache for you?
Yes, it will.
Some of the first cases that may cause him a headache, Starr County. That was where the 2006 Fence Act was supposed to create some barriers. So folks in the valley expect that will be a hot spot. You have to understand, I mean, as you know, David, the Rio Grande Valley is the most densely populated stretch mm-hmm. of the 1,200-mile Texas-Mexico border. Some of these landowners have only 50 feet of property on the river. And so the Border Patrol has to go to every single one of them and make appeals and condemn the property. And if they get ornery and say, I want more, they're going to end up in Judge Hainan's court.
The shape of things to come, a rare and unique interview with Judge Andy Hainan of the Federal District Court in Brownsville. John Burnett got a chance to talk to him. He is NPR's reporter based in Austin, Texas. John, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Always a pleasure, David.